Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily on a bummer Monday here after the Browns defeated handily by the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, 31-13. Bummer Monday. The Browns have now given up 31 points in back-to-back games, at least 24 points in three straight, and four of the last five for a very good defense. The good news is, though, if you watch the Sunday night game between Indianapolis and Denver, it's becoming very clear that the Browns stole a first-round pick from the Indianapolis Colts. Trent Richardson fumbles, gets benched, 37 yards, 14 carries. So at least we got that going for us.
It wasn't a stellar night for
which
Trent.
Is nice. No, it hasn't. But there haven't been any, but the Colts did win there. We're going to go to the phone lines now at 216-578-0850.
Just a very quick thing.
Go ahead.
Bud Adams, the owner of the Tennessee Titans, formerly the Houston Oilers owner, has passed at the age of 90. Our condolences to Bud. His family had an opportunities to talk with him through the years. Part of the old guard ownership, he was part of what was called the Foolish Club of the American Football League. Now get this, Nathan, when these guys got together, Ralph Wilson, a very close friend of mine who is the owner of the Buffalo Bills, I've known him for many, many years, was part of this group, and Ralph's still going strong in his 90s, and is like, I want to say 93, I think he just turned. Anyway, this group of owners got together for $25,000 each, 1959 to start this league. $25,000 was, and they called themselves the Foolish Club because they were risking $25,000 a piece for teams that are now worth billions.
My goodness.
Think about that.
They've done a pretty good job and pretty good return on their investment. We're going to go now get some barks from the dog pound again, 216-578-0850, or you can tweet us at Browns_daily. Don in Ashland, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Don.
Been better?
Hey, it is definitely a miserable Monday. I got kind of two things to take away from this week. One, I think that you look at the team and it almost looks like you got an entire dejected team. Guys weren't even huddling together on the sidelines even after they scored that touchdown to Cameron. They didn't even celebrate with Brandon. And the other thing too is when you look at the other quarterbacks around the league, especially the ones that are the elite quarterbacks, you know, the Peyton Mannings and all of them, they go to the sidelines when they make mistakes and they're trying to figure out what they need to do to get better, you know, even during the game and during the week leading up to the game coming. And I don't see that from Brandon at all. I just see him kind of sitting there on the bench and putting his head between his legs and just hoping it all ends, but it doesn't. And that's what I'm afraid of is this team just falling apart.
You make some valid points. I was with my binoculars from the press box. The press box was situated behind the Packers bench, so I'm looking toward the Browns bench, and I was looking for the same thing you were. I was trying to study. I was looking at two things, and I'll be blunt about one of the things I was looking for. I was looking for Jason Campbell to be warming up at some point, and I kept looking for that. And I know I wasn't alone. Other people from a Browns perspective were focused on that as well, and obviously he wasn't through the course of the game. But to your point of what Brandon Whedon's body language was like and what he was doing on the bench, and he was definitely going over some of the photos, they call them the Polaroids, to use an old term, but the still shots of pre-snap looks and coverages and all those things, he was at least looking at those. But it lacked that same sense of engagement. I don't know that it's necessarily always or ever been there, and everybody has their own process, their own way of doing things, but I'm like you. I would like to see my quarterback be more of a CEO, more proactive with that type of stuff. If you're inclined to do that, and if you're not, then you're not.
And I don't know that he is. I don't know. And the problem is he picked up on the same thing that we were talking about. It seems that the team, whether they say it or not, does not have full confidence in Brandon Whedon. And I think it's apparent from a lot of things, sideline, on the game, on the field, et cetera. I think there are a lot of indications that lead that to be the case, which is, to me, the most troubling thing of all. You can just be bad. That, you know, it happens. People can have bad games, et cetera. But Brandon Whedon is yet to have a good game, and now all of a sudden it seems as though the team is not rallying around him. You can stay connected to Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Browns, and on Instagram at Official Browns. Nick in Pittsburgh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I would say how are you guys doing today, but I have a feeling.
Yeah, you know.
I guess I was with the Browns backers down here in Pittsburgh yesterday. We were watching it, and everyone's saying the same thing. Like, I called in last week about how it's just something you can't teach to throw the ball away fast enough or be able to read the defenses. Like, I've never seen him read. He always just snaps, stares at one person, throws it. And if we're considering really not benching him, I'm thinking that we're already just giving up on the season. If he's our quarterback, you know, he does not possess the best way for us to win. And I understand with the defense, they could play better, but they were on the field for so long yesterday. It's just, you know, they can't keep up with, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Eddie Lacy and all them. It's just, I don't see the best way. And I'm glad you guys said something about Vince Young. I think that would be a great pickup. But I think the best way right now is to obviously just you put in Jason Campbell. Maybe there'll be a spark like there was with Brian Hoyer. I'm not saying there will be, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, there's a couple of thoughts here. And you're right about the idea that one of the question marks is, what do you get with Campbell? And in fact, does he give you the best chance to win? And the answer to that is none of us know that. I mean, we really don't know that. But you made a very good point about the perception that would be out there if you stick with Whedon from a fan standpoint. This team went through, we know, the storm of week number two when that trade was made. And you just explained that, yes, this is clearly a trade that the Browns can say they've won. Or at least, you know, unless something dramatically changes in 9 weeks or so. But they
were NFL columnists calling for Mike Lombardi to be arrested after that trade for thievery.
So let's say they won that one. Would the perception that would be out there if this team sticks with Brandon Whedon goes to the point of the caller who just said, it looks like you're giving up on the season. It looks like you're not trying to find success if you're sticking with a guy that you know to this point has given no evidence that he can do something good for you.
That's the problem. He's shown nothing. There's nothing to even hang your hat on and say, okay, he's done some things well. In fact, the best things he did were against the Bills team that's been dreadful against the pass, and that he was not even prepared really to play in that game. The games that he's been prepared to play have been worse, and they've gotten worse every single week. So it is certainly a very, very tough situation. Still to come here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll get some more barks from the dog pound, 216-578-0850. We will hear from the head coach, both in his press conference and here in studio, Rob Chudzinski of the Cleveland Browns. In the second hour, Gerard Cherry will join us. So still lots to come here on a bummer Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now when the sun come up.